You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's called Ma'akeh, and it's brought in the Torah that when you build a new house, you have to make a fence around it. Why? Because, God forbid, somebody might go on the roof and then falls down, and then you go through such a unfortunate thing that somebody was killed in your house. So Rashi HaKadosh brings, this gentleman was designated from the creation, the sixes of creation, that is going to fall from the roof. So if he's designated to fall from the roof, so does it matter if you put a fence or not?
Yeah.
So what difference does it make?
Not on my roof.
Ah, exactly. So now here, obviously, if he's decreed to death for any reason that it is, so why you should be blamed? So at least you protect yourself. So you put a fence in your roof, even though his punishment is designated as such. So you should not be blamed for it. So now obviously maybe today, people, they don't have really accessible roof to go up and, you know, have their dinner or coffee or tea on the roof. So even though that is a direct command from the Torah, but what is the message on this special command? So now as you recall that Aharon was punished by leprosy. Do you remember?
Yes.
What happened?
Slandered about Moshe Rabbeinu.
He spoke to?
No,
he kept quiet.
He heard?
Oh,
it's... So he said his sister is right.
He said?
Yeah.
No,
sir. See?
He didn't say
no, he kept quiet.
He kept quiet? He kept quiet. So Hashem punished it?
Yes.
No, Hashem punished. So now here, actually, we see an interesting thing. So now many times that maybe you feel that you're not really directly involved with wrongdoing. So as this example, that Aharon was punished because Miyam HaNeviyah, Allah Shalom, she had a good intention, she cared about her brother, Moshe Rabbeinu, and so on. So, we see Aharon at the same time was punished too. Why? Because he didn't make a fence. Here's another example. Who were the children of Aharon HaKohen? Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu. What happened to them? Why? So the Midrash says, actually, there was a saying that was going on that they were saying that when would it be that these two old men will die, that they meant Moshe and Aaron, and then will take their place. It's not a nice thing to say. But who said this? Who said it? So Zohar HaKadosh brings, actually, Nadav said it. Avihu didn't say anything. But Avihu was there because he heard and he did not make him quiet, so they both were punished. That's another example. Why Moshe was punished should not go to Eretz Yisrael? Why? Why?
Because he didn't talk to the rock.
So he hit the rock. How about Aharon? How come he was punished that he did not go to Eretz Yisrael? And again, because he did not inform Moshe Avraham Shalom that he should not hit the rock. So now because that he kept quiet and did not direct Mushabal Shalom, so he was punished as well. So Rabbi Ben Ishai brings a very interesting thing. He says, when you make a new house, what does a new house mean? So many times we make a resolution, such as, you know, I'm not getting angry anymore. You know people that get angry? No? It's like a baruch. Who are their friends? They're good friends. So now he says, you know, I'm not going to get angry anymore. I'm not going to be upset anymore. I'm not going to be unhappy anymore. I'm going to smile all the time. Make a resolution. So now here, when you planning to make a Beit Hadash, then you have to make a Ma'akeh. What does it mean? So when you decide a change, when you decide that, you know, you have to act differently, so right away you have to make a fence. What does that mean? Because as soon as we, especially as Rabbeinu Chida brings, this month actually, Chodesh Elul, is a month of progress. So many times that we decide, you know, I'm going to get up early to come to Selichot. Ay, ay, ay. You see, the alarm didn't work. So Harav says you have to make a ma'are. You have to make sure there's an enough fence. You don't put one alarm, at least four, five, six. Like one, you know, didn't go off. So the other, you have a backup. Yeah. So you have to make a ma'are. Any change that you make, you have to make a ma'are. All right, Rabbeinu Ben Ishai is a nice story. You have time for a story?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's a short one. Harav says, happened to be a king, had a very, very dear advisor. So as you know, when people notice that you have special attention with, you know, one of the advisors, so they become jealous and start slandering behind this advisor. Because he was a, you know, very special one, you know to look at the stars, you know, he knew astrology and so on. So he had no choice, he brings him and ask him, you know, you have to tell me when the king is going to leave this world, when he's going to die. He says, Majesty, I cannot say this. He says, I command you, you have to tell me when the king is going to die. So the advisor, you listening?
Yes.
Yeah. So the advisor said, says, I see in the stars, the mazal, they're telling me exactly the day that I'm going to die, the next day you're going to die. Exactly the next day, you're going to die. So now, what the reaction of the king is going to be? He's going to make guards, bodyguards. For that, why is it? Yeah. So everybody will watch him. Because if he dies, the next day, the woman in Shai says an unbelievable thing. He says here, as long as, you know, that nothing can depart you from Ribono Shel Olam. Right? The Yetzer Hara, if you listen to him, like if he knocks you down, the next day he's going to die. So now he's going to protect you. You follow? So that means if you make a commitment, you know what? My life is depends on the Yetzer Hara, right? So that means if I listen to him, so then that's it, it's gone. So that means you have to make him ma'akeh, any improvement that you make in your life, you have to make sure it's solid. Hazar Shalom, no, it's not, you know, one day yes, one day no. And that's what exactly the beautiful command is. Keep at the time that you make a Beit Hadash, that means you make a change, and it's the hardest thing in life, you know. You make a different character out of yourself. And you have to make sure there's enough fence. That has to shalom, that, you know, especially we have another 3 weeks. We have need a lot of credits that be able to come to Ribono Shel Olam with a full hand, lots of credit. And Chas v'Shalom, we don't let the Yetzer Hara that will trick us and make a trap on us. Hashem Yizakenu b'shana mele yeshuot, nachat, semachot, and ketiva chatima tova lekol Am Yisrael. Amen ki yatzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.